It is 3 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. And the following 15 minutes is brought to you in association with the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers. As we say good afternoon to Gail Weeks and Juliet Hines. Good afternoon, ladies. How are you doing this wonderful Sunday?
Good afternoon. I'm fine, thank you.
Good to see you. And this will be Juliet.
Okay.
And we also, it is. This is Juliet.
And we also have Sharon Rose Gittins of the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers. Good afternoon to you too, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Quite good. Good afternoon, and always a pleasure to be here and definitely to share some more with you. It seems to have been a while, but good to be back.
And we also have...
And Gail is here as well.
Yes, we also have Gail Weeks. Hello, Gail. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm okay.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Three wonderful ladies, three social workers, I may add, and we're going to have a little chat today. I do have one or two questions for you. Should I jump straight into it?
You can jump straight into it, and we'll definitely answer as it pertains to the Resilient Awards and how it was birthed. But yes, go straight in, and I want to obviously give a shout out to the listeners as well.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly where I was going. I wanted to ask you what I've been hearing about. What are the Resilient Awards? Can somebody give us some information as to what that is? Fill us in, please.
Hey, good afternoon again, everyone. Good afternoon, listeners. The Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers Resilience Award was birthed in 2022. In the midst of COVID. So this is our third year. After the results of the Barbados Secondary School entrance exam, we hear about the top boy, top girl, top 10 students. Let me say congratulations to all of them for a job well done. However, the community engagement and advocacy pillar, which is a subcommittee of the association, decided to have the Resilience Award initiative to every year highlight 12 students who would have experienced many challenges but rose against all odds to gain unexpected results to go on to a secondary school. Awardees are then recognized at an award ceremony, which is held in early September, where we honor the BAPSWI top 12.
So those are the Resilient Awards, Juliet.
Right, that's correct.
Thank you so much. Can you give us an idea as to how the children are selected?
Okay, I'll let Gail answer that.
Go ahead, Gail. So in terms of how the students are selected, Gail, you're telling us about the selection of the students.
12 social workers choose their primary alma mater or a school which they were affiliated with. Permission was given by the Ministry of Education to send correspondence to the principal of the 12 selected schools. The task of each principal and their class 4 teacher is to choose a student who, having completed the common entrance exam amidst many challenges and have rose against all odds to receive unexpected results.
So that's how the selection goes. So in essence, you've 12 social workers get a chance to go back to their primary schools, get a chance to have a collaboration with the principals and class teachers, class 4 teachers. And that's where we take it from an idea, an initiative, and we build the collaboration and the work coming right through the association and the school. And as Juliet and Gail said, it's really for those students. We congratulate all students But I think Barbados need to be aware as well that we have some students going through some really tough times, really, really difficult and very vulnerable moments. So at BAPS, we really want to salute them. And even here, we have a poem that was penned by one of those awardees, having been excited about receiving the award, that I will share with you as the program goes on, at least closer to the end.
No problem. So from what I'm hearing, ladies, I just want to make sure I'm hearing correctly. It seems as though the students are chosen by their peers and also by the teachers, the school teachers or the form teachers. Am I correct?
The students are chosen.
Go ahead, Juliet. Yes.
The students are chosen by the principals and the class four teachers. Class four teachers. Select that student who they think has been resilient leading up to the common entrance, years or the months leading up to the common entrance. That student who has rose against all odds and was still successful in gaining a place at a secondary school.
And I think it's very important because, as we know, I think a lot of people, adults, are going through some very challenging times at this moment on the island. So we can only imagine the ripple effect and what the children are sensing, because the children are feeling and going through things themselves, and they're also witnessing adults dealing with situations. So I think this is a very, very good cause. So we have 12 students who were chosen?
That's correct. Yeah.
And when
we have 12 students.
And when are the actual awards done, the ceremonies?
The ceremony is held early, the first week of September. We have that award ceremony.
So at this time,
and
we
to add to that, sorry, go ahead. Yes, the award ceremony. Yes, so the planning, and it's obviously with the pool of social workers who would have selected their alma mater. And I must say as well, it's also in collaboration with the Ministry of People, Empowerment and Elder Affairs, because they very much support what we do within the association. And they have given financially to these efforts as we continue to build out the service. What is good about Resilient Awards as well is that right now we have covered, it's 3 years, 12 different primary schools. So we're sort of halfway through most of the primary schools on the island, if possible. We can get there.
So we do have the 12 children who've been chosen already, and we're preparing for the ceremonies in September. Can you give us an idea of some of the schools that they're coming from? Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
where they were chosen.
The primary schools this year were chosen from Gordon Walters Primary. We have St. James Primary. We have Charles F. Room. We have
St. Paul's. Did you mention St. Paul's Primary?
St. Paul's. We have George Lamin. We also have...
I think I put you on the spot there on that one.
Yes, you did. But we have, yes. And they're actually the amazing thing in terms of St. Michael and Parsons is what we're also highlighting. 1 year, we actually had schools from St. Joseph, St. Andrews. So we, believe it or not, 12 awardees, 12 social workers, and we're actually capturing all our 11 Parsons as well. But yeah. I'm going to just zoom in so that you can have a feel as relates to the primary schools. And even the schools that the students are going to, we can definitely share that as well. We have persons going to Springer, Dayton Griffith, St. Leonard's Boys, Corrington Parry, Alexandra, Queen's College, Graydon Sealy, and Frederick Smith, as well as the Lord School.
Right.
That's where they're going. And then as Juliet was sharing where they came from in terms of primary schools.
Well, I want to ask another question, if I may. Can you give us an idea as to what we're hoping to achieve with these awards in terms of both the children, the parents, and society as a whole?
And that's where I come in. And because it is crop over, and because this is really a reflection penned by one of our awardees, Lanishi Rock, I am going to share it as a poem, okay? The Social Workers Resilient Award. Life for us is challenging. uncaring and scary. The words resilient and worthy, a chance to shine in despair, in lost hope, be on top of the world, a new light, a bright shining candle. 12 candles of social workers lighting all our 12 candles when they were fading, giving us hope to live out. Sexual, verbal, and physical abuse, live out. Death of loved ones, violent crimes, live out. Neglect, prejudices, abandonment, childhood diseases. Should we go on? We are loved, recognizable. We made it through. We are resilient. We are resilient awardees, no longer ashamed, battered, beaten, vulnerable. We feel great. 11 and 12 years old, passing the 11 plus exams, we rose against many odds. Thank you, social workers. You recognize us. You cheered us on. Us trying harder in life, for every child deserves a candle.
Mom, I must tell you, right? That just touched me deeply. How old is that child that wrote that? You have 11 or 12?
She is 11 or 12. She's just going on to second form. And she is an amazing, amazing, resilient awardee.
Wow.
Definitely outstanding.
Wow. I would like that to be posted on Starcom Network's page, on their website, and definitely on their Facebook page. And as many of these social handles as possible. That's absolutely fantastic, man. I'm blown away, as you can tell. I'm absolutely blown away. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we just did a little edit, but in terms of her words, you know, we just did a little edit in terms of, yes, looking and adjusting. But it's definitely, she is an amazing person. And her hope is wanted to be either in journalism, or yeah, that's where she is hoping to go for. Okay. Sure, she loves to write and she's a natural actor.
Okay, well, my name is Oliver Norville. I work on weekends here for the time being on Voice of Barbados. Please give her my information if she wants to come and spend an hour or two with me in here and just watch what's going on and see. It would be an honor for me to have her as a guest, so please pass on that information for me.
Will do, most definitely.
Thank you.
Most definitely.
Now it's 14 past three. We're gonna spend a couple more minutes more, so we're gonna go past the extended time by just a bit, because I wanted to ask you a question from my heart, a personal question, in terms of what we're seeing going on in Barbados. Have we seen an increase in the demand for social workers across the island?
Definitely. Going on our island, because as you know, we have social workers now within our school system. We have social workers even within the community, because BAPS, we know, is also part of the National Peace Program Parent Wise Initiative. And we are facilitating a program called Lyrics. And that basically is looking at the co-parent type of relationship where the father is absent but has a responsibility to be in the home. And we want, definitely, and so far have been emphasizing that with fathers who have been attending our sessions. So yes, without a shadow of a doubt, there is the need, there is a drive, there is room and opportunity for social workers. Even when we take a look at our elements and our homicides that persons have been speaking about, then we also recognize it's not just one death that's taking place, but the perpetrator is also saying to the world and saying to us that they're really ready to give up as well. So for us as social workers, we see the broader picture. We really want to have those opportunities, and we're thankful for the opportunity on the National Peace Program to facilitate parish by parish the initiative that we're calling, which is called Lyrics, for those absentee fathers and single mothers, but it's really co-parent, who is trying to raise the child between 6 to 10 years old, who have been acting out behaviors and engaging in efforts that we're hoping in years to come, we are really saving that child from entering into a criminal element. You know, we really want our citizens to be very successful and doing well, and we think they can once we start at the right base.
And by extension of saving that child, you're saving society also.
Exactly. We're really saving and we're really developing and innovating and we're there and we're here. And I think you know our numbers. I'm hoping you remember.
Well, what I'm going to do, it's 17 past three. I'm going to make a statement, a closing statement myself. I'm going to ask each of you to make a closing statement. You can give the information. I honestly, I don't have it memorized, but I promise I'll have it memorized by the next time. I'm an honest person, so I have no problem in telling you that. But for my final, my closing statement for today is, I want to thank you so much for all of your efforts and your work that you do, not only in your professional time, but I'm pretty confident that you're a social worker by extension in your life, period. And this is one of those jobs that I think you can never get enough salary for. We can never thank you enough for working with the youth and for working with people in general and trying to make it a much better place. So from the bottom of my heart, I just wanted to tell you thank you very much. And it's over to you guys for your closing statements.
Okay, I'll go first. I would just like to take this opportunity to thank the principals and the class four teachers of all the schools who participated over the past 3 years. We could not have done it without them. And to all other students who have been through challenges and are going through challenges, we celebrate you. Don't give up. Continue to be resilient.
My close is also words of thanks and special thanks to Starcom for embracing us and embracing the collaboration to discuss the air to share, because it's one thing to do good work and great work and for persons to know about it. And we really and truly say thank you for the opportunity and thank you for everything that we've been doing and will continue to do. And above all of that, I really want to thank the listeners who have also been adding their voice. Once they call us at 240-8572, it's also WhatsAppable. We're also on IG. Since we last met, we're on IG. And our email address is BarbadosSocialWorkers@gmail.com. Over to you, Gail.
Thanks to Starcom. Thanks to the teachers and the different principals that each social worker got in contact with. And thanks to even this association and the Ministry of Empowerment and each and everyone that played their role within this organization.
Well, ladies, thank you so much. And I just want to make sure we do have the number correct. It's 240-8752.
8572.
Please correct me. 8572. Well, I was putting it on my phone, so let me just change that. 240-8572. Fantastic. And once again, can you give us the email, please?
BarbadosSocialWorkers@gmail.com. BarbadosSocialWorkers@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Ladies, it's been a pleasure talking to you this afternoon. I hope you have a beautiful and a positive week. You've requested a song to help take us out of this segment, and I'm going to play it for you. But just before I go, once again, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you.
There
is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning.
Recording
dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his own. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle. some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to.
Previous segment was brought to you in association with the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers.